Bird baths with unwashed hands can get you sick. Another warning, don't clean bird feeders where food is prepared or stored, like the kitchen, and keep pets away from feeders and bird baths. If you find a sick or dead bird in the yard, remove your feeder or bath for at least 2 weeks. Salmonella can cause high fever, stomach cramps, and diarrhea, and symptoms can start anywhere from 6 hours to days after swallowing the bacteria. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
For your Wednesday, going to see partly cloudy skies. Few isolated showers are possible later in the day. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s.
54 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. Candidates for Charlottesville's two seats in city council that will be elected in November were in a forum yesterday and answered questions about the Civilian Police Review Board. This is Tay Washington.
I definitely think that the Civilian Review Board does a very great job at being able to provide a civilian oversight and work in compliance with the police department.
This is Juan Diego Wade's answer.
Our officers are called to do too much. Many circumstances they're called, they're not needed. A response is not needed.
The Blue Ridge Health District will enter phase two of COVID vaccine distribution on Monday. That means all people ages 16 and up will be eligible for a vaccine. The health district asks everyone in phases 1A, 1B, and 1C to schedule appointments this week.
Diantha McKeel announced that she'll be running for re-election to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors and said getting broadband to your house is one of her key campaign strategies.
We have to remember that the pandemic didn't affect everybody equally, and it did put stresses on our systems and our services. And so going forward, we need to take what we realized and what we learned and make it better for our citizens and address those problems and those challenges.
A virtual ceremony will be held on Saturday morning to honor the legacy of the estimated 4,000 enslaved people who built and maintained the University of Virginia between 1817 and 1865. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sanks.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 54 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that's sitting a listener advisory committee. Join online by clicking the link at WCHV.com.
Coronavirus crisis.
The health impacts of the COVID-19 lockdown are continuing even as more states reopen. According to the American Cancer Society, 22 million screenings were missed or canceled between March and June of last year. Fast forward a year, patients are still hesitant to go to the hospital or the doctor's office. Here's Monica Morrow, Memorial Sloan Kettering Chief of Breast Surgery.
There are cancers that are being missed. There are people who potentially are going to have unnecessarily aggressive treatment and who might take something curable and turn it into something not curable by avoiding screening.
Skipping even one mammogram before a breast cancer diagnosis results in a significantly higher risk of dying for breast cancer, according to a study published in the medical journal Radiology. And health professionals are also seeing other impacts from the lockdown, including dementia, heart disease, and stroke. The results, they say, will continue for decades. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. There's no question COVID changed the way we all shop. And even after the pandemic, some of that change will stick. So says a MasterCard report.